need better systems in place to combat this. We acknowledge the Chancellor's apology for the way in which the Advocacy Center was closed, but it should not have taken so much effort on our part to hear this. Further, it was an apology about process, not about the culture the decision has made and that continues to uphold. The fact of the matter is, we still do not have a safe space on this campus for survivors of sexual assault, or a place where a caring community of individuals can convene to work together towards prevention. We have asked for the administration's commitment to being a worldwide leader in addressing and ending sexual assault. At a time where universities across the nation are opening centers like the Advocacy Center, SU has closed ours. We have asked for the creation of a new standalone center for sexual assault and relationship violence services, advocacy and education and outreach that combines the advantages of both old and new structures. This has not been met. We've heard students that have not been able to meet with counselors elsewhere than the counseling center on Walnut Avenue or Frat Row. We've also heard accounts of there being a 6-week wait to see a therapist. In addition, there's been no public announcement of a yes means yes policy.